Right now it is time for us to check sports. It is time to head things over and check in with Mike Cozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, the NFL really, makes it. It's something to look at. The Packers won last night. They just totally destroyed the Titans. The Rams did what the Rams do best, is choke and lose, and Seattle wins that division for the fifth time. The Chiefs clinched the top spot. The Steelers came back and won their division as well.
Rivers choked again.
What?
Rivers choked again.
Yeah, they had a big lead and everything like that. But the most embarrassing story and the biggest story, as far as I'm concerned, and by the way, the Jets beat Cleveland, but once again, all starting receivers plus one of the secondary receivers were out with COVID-19, and the Jets squeaked by and got by the Browns for their second win in a row. They might now drop as low as to get the third pick, as a matter of fact, in the draft. But the most embarrassing thing, and it is embarrassing, I don't care how you want to put it, the NFC East is going to come down to the last game of the season. You have the Giants, the Cowboys, and the Redskins can all win the division. And it looks like the winner of that division, could have only 6 wins, at the most 7 wins.
What are you going to do, though? I mean,
I know. But it's still embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I mean, it's exciting. I mean, the last day of the season, you got 3 teams that are going to be, so I guess their fans can be happy about that.
The NFL's embarrassing.
Yeah, but it's just
the whole league.
It's just when you look at it and you say to yourself, it's unbelievable how the quality of the product has gone down. It really is a league.
For years.
Yeah. It's
why you don't watch it anymore.
Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing anyway.
Garbage.
Yeah,
they call it what it is. It's garbage. It's garbage. When you got teams that are winning by 3 touchdowns in the second half and they wind up losing, I mean, it's trash. The integrity of the game is questioned. It's just junk. It's not worth the time watching the game.
Well, I watch. You know it. And I don't even watch games full. I put it on Red Zone. I don't watch the Giants games. I put it on Red Zones because at least I see just touchdowns and stuff like that and good plays. But
it's like watching a baseball game just to see a home run.
Yeah. really, it's true. You're right. It's just but it's. I don't know. I don't know what the NFL is going to do about it, but they really do have to do something about it. You know, a little contraction in the league would make the league better, by the way, but that'll never happen. That'll never happen. Too much money goes into this.
Well, if you get rid of every team in the NFC East, you'll be all right, because they're the rats of the league, and you get rid of the Jets at the same time. That'll get rid of those 5 or 6 will help.
It's just the spreading of talent is way, way too thin, as it is. Well, anyway, but let's go to baseball. A pitcher, and I don't know why this happened. I opened up the internet this morning to get the sports, and a famous pitcher passed away.
Phil Niekro.
Yeah, but they had him in a Yankees uniform.
He played for the Yankees.
Yeah, but what was the team he was most known for playing for?
I don't know. Braves? He played for about 20 teams.
Yeah, but the Braves. I mean, he played for the Yankees for like a year and a half.
Well, you know, once you play for the Yankees, it's the end of the world. It's the best thing you can do.
Well, anyway.
Well, everything else you did means nothing. You're a Yankee.
But I used to love to see him pitch.
Unless your name is Johnny Damon or Eddie Lee Whitson or somebody like that. Then they don't want to even say that he played for the Yankees.
But I used to love to watch him pitch because they'd always try to catch him. And sometimes they would and sometimes they wouldn't. But
Phil Niekro used to pitch complete games almost every time he pitched, win or lose. So yep. He wouldn't be able to play in the major leagues today because you can't pitch complete games.
He was like a machine. He really was. He was like a machine.
Yep.
But baseball, it's not only him, though. Most pitchers wanted to pitch full games back then. They wanted to pitch as many.
Well, they had integrity.
Yeah. And it wasn't as specialized a game as it is now.
Now, speaking of integrity, a friend of mine texted me last night. He's a closet fake Padre fan. And, yeah, Padre fan. Who is a Padre fan? He's going crazy over himself because they're getting that guy Snell from Tampa. I'm like, who cares? The guy's pitched 5 years in the major leagues. How many winning seasons has he had? Two.
Yeah.
That's good. He averages five innings per game. That's good. Who cares about him? I said, I'll make a bet with you. I'll bet as much money as you want that Wheeler has a better record than Snell has a record. Wheeler for the Phillies has a better record than Snell in San Diego. I never heard from him again.
You're right. Five innings.
He had one season. He won a Cy Young Award. You remove that, and he has one winning season and three losing seasons. You're going to get crazy over a guy like this? And last year, his record was 4-2, and the year before that, he was under 500. He was 6-8. I care about a guy like that?
You're absolutely right.
I mean, they didn't trade Bob Gibson to the Padres. They traded Blake Snell. Yeah. The guy's under 500. Lifetime under 500. And for people that don't know, Wheeler, that used to pitch for the Mets, that pitches for the Phillies now, six seasons in the major leagues and he got hurt. Five of them he had winning records. Mm. Oh, wow. I guess he should get $47 million a year now.
Yeah. And you're right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. It's pretty horrible the way it looks. How did your racing do this weekend? Any at all?
I didn't do any, remember? I didn't have the form.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Did good, though. We did good. Me and my buddy, we cleaned up Saturday.
Well, that's good. How was your Christmas? Yeah. How was your Christmas?
It was all right.
You doing anything?
I really don't celebrate Christmas anymore.
Yeah, I can understand why. I sit at home by myself as well, but
Christmas Eve I was sitting home grading papers.
And you got any plans for New Year's Eve?
Probably grade more papers.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, I got pretty much something to do every day this week except New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So New Year's Eve I'll grade papers. New Year's Day I'll be back at the track.
All right, And now the bowl season is underway, of course, the college bowl season.
Yeah, I watched one this weekend. I watched because a friend of mine's daughter goes to Coastal Carolina, and they were good this year. So I watched the game what was that? I don't even know what night it was now anymore. Saturday night, I think it was?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Real good game. Went to overtime. How they went to overtime was Coastal Carolina was losing. It was a tie. No, I'm sorry. They weren't losing. They were about to be losing. It was a tie game with less than a minute to go. And they were like, okay, we're going to let you score so we can get the ball back and try to score and tie you. And so they did the play where they stand up.
Yeah.
And the quarterback that had the ball that was running all over the field with it, he just stood up and knelt down. Okay, so that was first down. Second down, same thing was happening. And then he started running like to score, and some guy was jumping on him on his own team. He dropped the ball, and the ball was laying on the one-yard line, and Carolina picked it up. It was one of the craziest plays you'd ever see in your life. So they go to overtime, and they were playing Liberty, and they stopped Liberty. They held them to a field goal, so it looked like they were going to win. And the play calling for Carolina was a little questionable, but on the second down, it was clearly, clearly pass interference where the guy was just about tackled, and they didn't throw a flag. So then it turned out 3rd and 10, another bad pass, and they missed the field. They had the field goal blocked, and they lost the game. So the referees rear their ugly heads in this game and determine the outcome of it. Imagine you're playing a game, I think it was 32 or 38-38, and the referee makes a call that cost you the game. This was an undefeated season for Carolina, too. Yeah. Really, really good game, horrible outcome. It's a shame that had to be determined because of the ineptness of referees once again.
Now, the reason I didn't watch that, the NFL had three games on Saturday. Three, okay? And they put one of them on Amazon Prime.
That was
the only way you can get Amazon. And I love watching movies and stuff on Amazon Prime, but live football just loses something on Amazon Prime. It's not as – the colors aren't as vivid. There's something that's different about it. But – those three games, the way they were spaced, really, to me, dominated and took away from whatever college football was being played. And the announcers, because they're so thin, Mike, they had announcers you never heard of on the games. Terrible.
I wouldn't know. The only thing I know about Amazon is, like, that's where Tarzan movies were portrayed. I don't do anything with Amazon. I don't order nothing. I don't watch nothing. I don't care about Amazon. I go to the store and buy something when I want it.
You don't want something from China?
That's where everything comes from. Everybody else has something from China. I don't think they want that.
Almost everything for sale comes from China. That's really true.
Including the Wuhan flu.
Okay. All right. With that being said, anything else in sports?
No. Uh-huh.
All right.
That I know of.
You coming on tomorrow, or are you waiting for the end of the week?
There's nothing tonight. There's one game. I'll wait till Wednesday.
All right. There's one NFL game tonight. That's right. Oh gosh, I forget who's playing. But
Buffalo and New England.
That's right. I'm going to take Buffalo.
Yeah, me too. Right. No doubt.
All right, Mike.
They can't win.
And we'll check with you later on this week.
Yeah, I'll be back on Wednesday.
All right, take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.